thought I'd find you here. What's going on? What have you been up to? Yeah? Well, I thought I'd come visit you after, lunch, since our next class isn't until 2 hours, and I've been a little bit worried about you. You've been coming to the library way more often and skipping our lunch with friends, so I thought I'd check in. So, what have you been reading? Or, well, doing over here in the first place? I never really thought of you to be, to be interested in reading so much. Well, yeah, that's not much of an insult, but, you know, it's, kind of not usual for you to be here in the first place, if you know what I mean. Also, I've noticed that every time that we're in class together, you're, like, sitting about 2-3 chairs away from us. Are we good? Is everything okay? You know, you can tell me anything, right? You don't have to worry about a single thing. I know that sometimes, you know, one of our friends can be a little bit overwhelming, and they can be a little bit pushy, but if they're bothering you a lot, or if I'm bothering you, you could just tell me. I just didn't really want to, let you just drift away without telling us anything. Or me, at least. If nothing's wrong, then why have you been, ignoring us? Or at least me, you know? Well, yeah, we text and call and all that, but physically, you've been a little bit, out there, you know? I mean, understand, the global situation that we're in, but, you know, kind of weird that you're not, being close and whatnot with me. Distracted. From what? Your grades aren't failing, are they? No? You're just worried, but you have nothing to worry about. You're one of the smartest dudes I know. Oh yeah, sometimes you could, you know, flop around and shit, but I never thought you'd be, you know, struggling so hard. And besides, if you would just let me take that book... Where are your notes? Uh-huh. See? You've bookmarked this lesson, and this lesson doesn't start until the next week. I've checked the syllabus. Well, yeah, I would know. I'm the bookworm here. That's why I find it strange that you're spending more time here than I am. So, I'm not quite sure if you're really distracted during lessons, or you're trying to distract us from something else. What's wrong? What? Oh, this? Well, I know it's a cute skirt. I bought this with, I forgot who I bought this with, but we got it from, like, the mall nearby. There's a thrift shop over there. If you want, I can bring you with me one of these days. Why, are you looking to buy something for your, like, your sister or something? Are you okay? You... Sounds like you've got something down your throat. Oh well. It's a little short, yeah, but... Who cares? Are you slut-shaming me or something? Okay, I can tell that you're very flushed right now, and, I think I have an idea on what's going on here, but, alright, well, I got a question. No, this is serious. It's really, really important that you answer this for me, okay? I promise I won't tell anybody, but... Have you been staring at my tits this whole time I've been here? Tell me the truth. There we go. That's the answer I'm looking for. You were never really distracted by anything. You're distracted by me. Well, it's because the first thing you did was comment on my outfit. That's not really the smartest thing to do, don't you think? Well, I'm glad you like it. And that it's, providing a very good distraction for you. So, if you like it, you don't mind if I just adjust it a little bit, you know? I'll just show you the fabric off a little bit more. Well, yeah, it's a very good skirt, I think, and the fact that I found it in a thrift store. Well, I consider myself a little bit lucky, right? Go ahead, touch the fabric. Am I what? Messing around with you? No. I'm just... It's a theory of mine. My head, you know? I read this in a book one time. I'm gonna need to test it out. I can't tell you if it's a fictional book or an actual scientific book, but I still want to try it. Well, my idea is if I help you out with this little distraction of yours, maybe it'll help you spend more time with us. Well, us being me, and you know, let's get it out of your system so that you could spend more time with us. I really do miss you, you know? What do I mean by getting this out of your system? Well, if I just take your hand and let you feel it here, well, maybe that'll give you an idea. Yeah, my thighs are pretty smooth, don't you think? Well, you don't have to worry about me. You just have to control your reactions a little bit. Well, of course, because not a lot of people are here, but if they notice that you are being completely flustered and unable to maintain your composure, then I dare say they might notice that we're up to no good over here. Well, of course I'm up to no good, but I'm not really bothered by that, am I? Come on. I spend a lot of time in this library, and I'm pretty sure I know when things get really busy. And when things are just a little bit quiet. And right now, things are a little bit quiet, so you have to try and keep a straight face. Here. Why don't I give you your book back? And you could continue reading. I let you touch me. And if you'd like, I can even help you in that situation you're having right over there. What do you mean, what situation? You're pretty rock hard right now, and I'm afraid if I go any further, you're going to tear your pants. Let me help you. Well, don't worry. Everything's going to be alright. Just let me take care of everything. Let me handle that, and I'll... yeah, we'll get this out of your system. Here, focus on your book. I'll give it back to you. Just continue reading, and I'll, you know, continue with whatever it is I'm doing. I'll pretend that I'm fascinated by what you're reading, pretend that I'm asking questions, and just having a normal conversation with my friend while, in fact, my hand is just slowly making its way down your pants. Unzipping them nice and slowly, and well, pulling out your cock. Relax, don't be jumpy. Relax, deep breaths with me now. That's it. This is your first time doing something in public.
I see.
Well, don't worry. I may not be as experienced as most, but I'm good enough to be able to maintain my composure. If one of us focuses on the task at hand, then we will never be caught. I promise. If you want, I could just even adjust my thighs and my legs just to, like, underneath the table, just to cover. Make sure that anyone who has dropped a book down on the floor will not pick it up and look up the out under our table and see that some magic is happening. There, I think that's properly covered enough. Don't worry. They're just going to think that, you know, it's just my leg on top of your legs. Nothing really wrong going on here now, is there? I don't think so, exactly. So now the next thing... Well, not the next thing, but now all you have to do is just look down at your book and let me focus on the task at hand. I'll have to tell you, though, that I never imagined your cock to be quite this size. Well, to be fair, I've never really imagined you and our friends' cocks, but I guess the thought of you being distracted by me and thinking I'm hot made me, briefly give a thought about you and what you might have going down here. You're incredibly hard, though. It's such a turn on. I love it. So hard and hot. So twitchy, too. Relax. I'm having fun, aren't you? Exactly. Just focus on your book. Focus on that book. And let me take care of your cock. I'll make sure I'll take good care of it. Stroking you inch by inch. Feeling every inch of this nice, hard cock. Feeling the pre-cum off the tip. Spreading it around and... Just imagining what it would be like if I could have a taste of it. Your cock, I mean. And your cum, too. And your pre-cum. And they'll basically... All of you. Actually, let me see if I could just... Angle to the side right here. Act like very flirtatious, nerdy. Oh, maybe not nerdy, but flirtatious bimbo bitch who just can't stop fawning over this very smart, bookish man. While I just take a taste. Sorry, it's my finger in my mouth such a turn on for you. Better, close your jaw. You don't have to make such faces. And you really shouldn't, or else we'll get caught. Now to get back to the task at hand. Or at this moment, to the cock at hand. Sorry, I didn't need to. I've had to help you relax a little bit. After all, this is a library, and if we get caught, we'll get in real big trouble. But honestly, this cock is so worth it, I'd say. I wonder if you've ever imagined me, your good college friend, being such a naughty little slut. Eager to take care of cock at the first sight of it. No, not really. I don't think I am. That being said, I do make special exceptions. And I really do enjoy being able to let loose. And I'm really glad that you're letting this happen. Because, God, if I could just take a little peep over here. God, what I wouldn't give to just have you at the back of this library building right now. Get on my knees and suck your cock. Make sure it's really, really taken care of. Make sure that every drop of cum is drained from your balls. Oh my. You never thought that up. You could be this way, could you? I wonder what you fantasize about me. I wonder what you think of when you see me. Is that why you're so distracted? Because your mind is filled to the brim with all of the ways that you want to fuck me and that you want to use me? Maybe I could give you a thought right now. Just imagine me being pushed down against this table right here. Pinned down to the table, my ass up in the air, ready for you to take. Over and over and over again, pounding up against me while everybody watches, turning me into the college slut. That's it. Cover your mouth. I do like being turned into a good little whore. Oh, actually, why don't I help you build that image up in your head? I have hair ties. So if I just tie my hair into little pigtails, let's not make it too obvious. One hair. And another here. Now look at me with my glasses and my cute little pigtails. Wouldn't it be so fucking hot if you could just rail me against this table right now? Well, let me take care of your cock again. Give it a nice little squeeze while I stroke you up and down and just have a nice good feel of your balls too. Oh, they're so full. I'd love to have you empty them inside of me. Would you like that? To give your good friend a nice little cream pie? To have me walking away from the library, my panties dangling on my ankle, cum dripping down my thighs like a good little whore. Fuck. That's such a turn on too, and I'm actually getting wet just at the thought of it. You don't understand just how much of a whore I can be for you. And if only you were honest to me at the very beginning, perhaps you could have had me over and over and over again. You can stare down my tits if you'd like. It's okay. Nobody really notices. Nobody's looking at us. But you still have to keep that composure. All the people are seeing right now is just two good friends studying and occasionally gossiping about school. But really, what's happening is a really good friend of yours just telling you all the way she could be your perfect little slut. A lovely little fuck toy. A beautiful little fuck doll for you to use and abuse over and over and over again. Mind you, if there were no consequences, I wouldn't mind if you could just take me right here and right now. Yeah. I wouldn't care if anyone's watching or if anyone's taking videos. That's their prerogative. My only prerogative as your secret little fuck toy is to just be exactly that. A fuck toy. To be used over and over again and turned into your little cum rag. Oh, sorry. Am I squeezing too hard? Am I going too fast? Shall I slow down a little bit so you can keep enjoying this? Good. Because I want you to enjoy this. I'd like to think of this as a little audition, even though I'm pretty sure there's no competition. But I have to try hard still, right? I don't know. I like being submissive like that. And I also like the idea of being, well, you know, chosen. It's really fucking hot. Really fucking hot that you would do everything that you can just to resist me, even though I haven't been doing much, just wearing shorter and shorter and shorter skirts and tighter and tighter and tighter blouses. This blouse is so tight, my tits are practically busting out. I wish it could bust out like this. I'm wearing a bra, yes, and it might be neon, yes, and it might be a little trashy if anyone was to actually take a good look at me, but with the jacket that I'm wearing, nobody sees a thing. However, if I do just slip off my jacket a bit more and don't tell anybody, but if I could just single-handedly pop this bra off, then you'll have something better to see. I just have to be a little bit more discreet as I pull it out of under my shirt and use this jacket to cover me from a specific angle. And there you go. Now you can see through my blouse, my tits, all bare for you. My nipples, hard and super fucking obvious from where you're seeing. Oh, I could tell. You're getting harder by the second, and I love it. Do you like it? Are you imagining just grabbing me, tossing me onto this table, ripping my blouse off so that I don't get to wear anything right after, showing off my tits for everyone to see, and then just, well, you have two choices, really. You could play with my tits with your mouth and your tongue and smother me with your kisses, all the sucking and licking while I moan and beg for more, or you could squeeze my tits together, have me hang part of my body against, well, off the table, use it as your little fuck toy too. Fuck, just imagine alternating between my open, welcoming, warm mouth, my tits squeezed tightly together, all red and swollen and just needy for more of you, more for you to grab, more for you to use, more for you to slap even, and spank and bite and knead and No, I'm not going to slow down my hands for you. Because it really turns me on too. I just want to see what it's like. I want to watch your cock come so hard. I want to watch your cock bust. I want to see a fountain of your cum just coating my hands, making them nice and sticky so I can suck them and lick them and taste your cum. I'm sure you taste amazing. After all, I've tasted your pre-cum already, and I'd love to have more. I'll be your greedy little fuck doll, wanting more and more and more of your cum, needing for you to come over and over and over and over again, no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing. Fuck, You're getting closer, aren't you? Getting closer and closer and closer to giving me your gum. You like me to beg for you like a good little slut? Well, you're just sitting there trying to focus. I wonder what you're thinking about. Well, how you're imagining you fucking me, you using me, ramming me, pounding me, making me scream and beg and moan your name over and over again, just so that I could feel you come deep inside me. Give me a nice little cream pie to mark me and make everybody know that even though you've just debased me and used me in front of everybody, that I'm your whore. Your good little slut, your good little fuck toy. That this innocent girl you're with, your good friend, is way, way, way more than that. Nothing feels better than knowing that I'm somebody's slut. Somebody's whore. Somebody's little fuck doll. And you like that too, don't you? You'd like that so much. You'd like for me to beg for your come over and over again, please. Please, I need you to come. Please, I want your come so badly. Please, I want you to come all over my small hands. Please, I need you to give me every drop of your cum so that I can taste it. So that I know that I've been a good little whore. So that I know that I've taken care of you very well. So that I know that I've made you happy. That I've made your cock happy. That I've made you satisfied. That I could satisfy you and make you feel so fucking good. That I could make you cum so fucking hard that I could make you give me every drop of your precious cum, please. Please come for me. Please, I want to make you come. I want to make you come so badly. I want to have your cum, please. Please, will you come for me? Please, will you come for me? Don't be shy. I want it. I want it so badly. I want it so badly. I want your cum so badly. Please, 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 please. There we go. There we go. Relax. Relax. Breathe. 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 Here. Here. Hide in the book. Hide in the book. Hide your face in the book. There you go. There you go. There you go. Let's just pretend that we're two friends and I made a really, really good joke. You know? Relax. Relax. You did a good job. Really, really good job. Oh, my hands are so sticky and filled with so much gum. And if I just borrow this book here for a bit. All delicious. Oh my fucking god. Oh well, let me help you with that. Here, use my jacket. Don't worry about my tits so much. I'll just close my hands like this. We should be fine. Just so that we could cover some of that stain. Because you did come a lot and I couldn't catch some. I'm sorry, I'll do better next time. Yes, there will be a next time. Listen, as soon as you get your composure back, I brought my car to the library actually, so we could hop in there. There's still a bit of time, I think, before class, and we could drive back quickly. But there's a spot I know, secluded. Not a lot of people go there. I go there sometimes when I need a break. And, I'm pretty sure you'd like to try all of those little fantasies in your head with me. And in a more secluded place. So just close your pants, use my jacket, start packing up, and let's go.